I have personally studied almost every version of the Bible, including Douay Rheims, King James, Jerusalem, Lamsa, etc. And even they differ in the deletion of books and even interpretation. To add the book of Revelation was perhaps an action designed by the early Christians to have their own apocalyptic literature, rather than to rely on the Judaic literature that was apocalyptic in nature. I guess it's the same principle as Paul being the only one who came up with the premise that Christ died on the cross for our sins. Although, as I have stated, Paul never met Jesus or heard him speak, the early church forever after took his idea as gospel and ran with it. I find it amazing, since Jesus never said he was going to die for our sins. Catholic canon law also stated that no one could get into heaven until Christ's death on the cross, which means that they think God kept all the good souls and even saintly people in some kind of limbo until Jesus died on the cross, or better yet, none got into heaven even after his death because none of them were Christians when they died. How mankind can come up with these laws is far beyond what I believe is even logical and makes God again humanized. And to even take it further, makes Jesus greater than our Creator. The Apocrypha was part of the early church's teachings and Bible at one time, as were other religious writings. Then suddenly, these writers, whose works were originally accepted as infused by God and taught to the masses, are now deemed heretics. Can you imagine yourself back at that time in the midst of a conclave of early Christian leaders and bishops who were bickering over what books would be included in the Bible and being presided over and ruled by a pagan Roman emperor? You could almost laugh at the ridiculousness of it all, except for the fact that it is so tragic. Tragic in the sense that humankind was deprived of the true outlook on their God. Tragic in the sense that they were deprived of the true Jesus Christ and his teachings. Tragic in the sense that a pagan Roman emperor had the last say in the early church's agenda of conversion by fear for conversion's sake. Tragic in the sense that so many writings were edited or deemed heretical to satisfy the church's quest for wealth and power. Tragic in the sense that humankind, by the influence of the church, has been made to suffer a dogma of untruth and fear. Tragic in the sense that the actions of the church have protected secrets that have perpetuated one of the greatest hoaxes on humankind. And most of all, tragic in the sense that religious teachings today put forth a God to be feared, who is judgmental and puts people in an everlasting hell. Not our real God, who is all-loving, all-merciful, all-forgiving, all-powerful, omnipotent, and a God who would not let any of his or her creations be destroyed or suffer everlasting torment in the religiously inspired fantasy of hell. Humankind have created a conception of God based on their own imperfections. God is the ultimate goodness, and it is completely illogical to think that God is perfect and all-loving, and then to turn around and give God imperfect qualities, such as anger or wrath, which send people to an everlasting hell. All of us must question the goodness of ourselves rather than condemning others. It really is a battle within ourselves against the temptations of negativity that we face almost daily in our lives.